listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something that's better than a testimony. Reading to you from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, where we read this. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this, or why do you look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" Again, that's Acts chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. Now, the situation there in Acts chapter 3 is like this. A man had been spectacularly healed at the most public place in Jerusalem. And so a crowd quickly gathered. The lame man who was healed, we read in verse 11, held on to Peter and John. But it wasn't because he couldn't stand. After all, he was healed. Perhaps he held on to them out of gratitude, or maybe it was out of fear and surprise. Because when the people ran together to them and were all greatly amazed, as we read of in verse 11, the formerly lame man probably didn't know what would happen next. But Peter knew what would happen next. We read there in verse 12, "When Peter saw it, he responded to the people." You see, Peter wisely took advantage of the gathering crowd, yet he knew that the miracle in itself would bring no one to Jesus. It merely aroused their interest. Though they were greatly amazed, they had not yet trusted in Jesus Christ. Now, that might have been a good time to have a healing service. I mean, a lame man was just healed. Peter could have said, "Who else wants a healing from Jesus?" But Peter did not lead a healing service. Could have been a good time for a testimony service. I mean, the healed man certainly had a great experience. Now, don't get me wrong. Testimonies are wonderful, but even an amazing testimony is not itself the gospel, the good news of God's salvation in Jesus Christ. The good news is God's message about who Jesus is and what he did to rescue us, especially what Jesus did at the cross and the empty tomb. A testimony is the story of the work of the gospel. It's not the gospel itself. Anyway, Peter did not lead a testimony service. He didn't lead a healing service. He didn't lead a testimony service. Peter knew that the crowd needed to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and a call to repent and believe in that gospel. Now, since that healed man didn't know enough yet to share the gospel, Peter did the talking. And Peter denied that the healing that they just saw was due to either his power or godliness. You know, there's a lot of evangelists or preachers today who would never claim to heal in their own power, but they still give the impression that healing happens because they are so spiritual, or they are so close to God, or they are so godly. Peter knew this, that it was all of Jesus, and it was nothing of him. Peter also knew that saving faith does not come by seeing or hearing about miracles. Rather, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, as Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says. Now, your testimony is great. Praise God for it. And God's works of power are wonderful. We praise him for every healing, and we celebrate them. But let the word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ be the core of your message to a lost and needy world. Let them hear something better than even your testimony today. Let them hear the good news of who Jesus is and what he did to save us, especially what he did at the cross.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.